start of the travel summer season. Kids getting out of school. Vacation time is starting to being used. We have these three-day weekends with the Memorial Day and somewhere with July 4th showing up, so we're going to plan some summer road trips. What do you do when you plan a summer road trip? You get your car ready, you get everything, you get packed, make sure you sort of know where you're going.
Take along some tools.
Right? Tools? What does that mean? I don't understand.
You might need a screwdriver. You might need a wrench. You might need a plier.
I don't know about
really?
That.
Well, I take a little toolkit along on road trips.
I never do. Well, you must be more prepared. Maybe you're just like our next guest who always has a helpful hand out there for people who are in need of an emergency on their trips. Live from the OnStar Command Center, we have the OnStar emergency physician, Dr. Paul Stiegler. Good morning, Dr. Stiegler. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, good morning. Glad to be here. Thank you.
All right. You help advise the OnStar people who, when they call in, about how to help with different situations. Let's talk about some of the unexpected things that could happen on a road trip, and from the emergency standpoint, what are things that people are encountering out there on the roads?
Well, everything from nuts to soup. Emergencies can come in all forms. The things that we usually see this summer are the allergies. From mild urticaria rashes to the full-blown anaphylaxis, where there's severe airway swelling. And we recommend people having a first aid kit, and in that they should have some Benadryl for the mild emergencies. And if those people that have severe allergic reactions, they should be having their EpiPen ready and up to date. And our OnStar advisors can instruct you on how to use the EpiPen if you've never used it before.
So they not only can kind of help you with directions or get you road service, they can deal with life or death situations then.
That's correct. Whatever it is, from heart attacks to delivering babies to choking, we can do it all.
So what are some of the unusual things that happened during the summer that maybe they've called in, or unexpected things that we couldn't think of? We think maybe allergies, or maybe there's cuts and scrapes, but what other unique things are out there on the road?
The two words we don't like to hear sometimes is babies coming. The early fall babies that are created now are starting to come, and they always want directions to the hospital, and our advisors are trained to tell them to pull over. We're going to help give you instructions to help deliver the baby safely and for those complications that might occur. We don't want them to try to prevent the birth, and we'll try to allow the mother to do things that women have been doing for millions of years and have the baby safely in a stopped car rather than hurtling toward the hospital.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you do then to help out those advisors. What does the emergency physician with OnStar really do? What's your role?
Well, I make sure that the quality assurance that is up to date, that we review their calls to make sure that what they're saying is correct. I try to give them the medical reasons behind the instructions that we give so that they understand the how and why. We give instructions. We train them in to be healthcare professionals, but my job is to try to help them be even more aware of how to be a physician or a nurse.
And a counselor, I would assume, on some. If they're the ones who are talking to them, they have to maintain calmness. They have to kind of talk the people through situations.
The hysterical callers are very problematic, and my job is to help the advisors try to calm people down and get to the facts and help them see that they need to help the person they're calling about.
If I'm putting together a first aid kit, and sometimes we use that sort of in a generic term, what is in that so that I have things that I need?
Everyone always thinks about bandages and antiseptics, but I like to make sure that you have a first aid kit that includes things that you need immediately, such as for bleeding, swelling, ACE bandages, compresses, instant compresses for ice, and to remember the eye wash for the chemicals and foreign bodies in the eye. And also to remember have that aspirin for the heart attacks that may happen.
Yeah, or it could help for the headaches that sometimes occur when you're on the road. You never know when that's going to happen. What type of things, I guess, if people are ready, getting prepared, they should probably have that within the themselves, not really packed in the trunk. You need something probably easy access too, I would assume.
Yes, the truck is good. Trunks are getting old. Most people have SUVs, so it's in the back. But people don't remember flashlights, water, blankets, and things like that.
Sounds like the typical thing, especially for folks who've known to dealing with, you know, the time of the year in the summer. It's not that bad where you are, but sometimes you never know when you're traveling, the weather conditions where you're going to, or even, as you mentioned, some sort of those other creatures, insects, things like that. So that's part of your plan, too, just to be prepared, know where you're going and maybe what you might encounter.
Be prepared for everything. Our advisors are trained in every situation. One thing that is probably more critical is that 50% of Americans really feel uncomfortable dealing with is chest pain, heart attacks, and cardiac arrest. We see this a lot, and if you're having chest pain and you're worried enough about it to call 911 or OnStar, it's important enough to have an ambulance come and take you safely to the hospital, because cardiac arrest can happen in that first 5 to 10 minutes. We want to make sure you're safe, have that aspirin to help prevent the further clotting of the artery. And remember to send someone for defibrillator if someone actually has cardiac arrest and you have to start CPR.
Our guest this morning, OnStar emergency physician Dr. Paul Stiegler, is joining us. If people want to find out more about some of this or just get a checklist of so they know they're prepared and they'll have a safe, happy trip, where can they go to get some more information?
I recommend OnStar.com. It has everything you need to know to help keep your family safe this summer.
Sounds good. Appreciate your time this morning, Doctor. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce, very much.